BBC News with David Harper. At least 21 people have died and dozens more have been injured after two high-speed trains collided in southern Spain. The accident occurred when a train en route from Malaga to Madrid derailed near Adamuth in Andalusia, crossing onto the other track where it hit an oncoming train. Guy Hedgecoe has more detail from Madrid.
About an hour into its journey, part of that train heading up from Malaga was derailed. We don't know why, but during that derailment, the train crashed into another oncoming train, which was heading down to the south of the country. We understand that there were at least some victims on both trains. The rescue workers at the scene are still working to try and find survivors and haul them out of the wreckage.
The president of the European Council has announced an EU summit in the coming days to discuss Greenland after President Trump threatened tariffs against countries opposed to his ambition to take over the Danish territory. Our Europe editor Katja Adler says it's not yet clear how the EU will proceed.
There's a feeling in Europe that they're damned if they take action, they're damned if they don't. If they get more confrontational with Donald Trump over the proposed Greenland tariffs, what they worry is that could alienate the United States even further. And the brutal truth is Europe needs Donald Trump for now. They need him to get a sustainable peace deal in Ukraine. But if Europe continues to play it softly, softly to try and manage Donald Trump, as it has done pretty much since he returned to the White House, then it risks looking extremely weak with the sovereignty of an EU member state.
The US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told NBC News the Europeans would eventually accept the US position.
The European leaders will come around and they will understand that they need to be under the U.S. security umbrella. What would happen in Ukraine that if the U.S. pulled its support out? The whole thing would collapse.
Kurdish leaders have confirmed they've accepted a peace agreement to end nearly 2 weeks of fighting with Syrian government forces. Mazlum Abdi, the head of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, said the group had agreed to withdraw from two Arab-majority provinces, Deir Ezzor and Raqqa. He said that though the war had been imposed on his group, he was committed to protecting what he called the achievements of the Kurdish region in northeastern Syria. The US military has ordered 1,500 active duty soldiers to prepare for possible deployment to Minneapolis, where there have been angry protests against efforts to deport immigrants. No decision has yet been taken on whether to deploy the airborne troops. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, said federal agents were already acting like an occupying force, and sending in the military would be a shocking step. Tensions soared after a local woman was shot dead by an immigration agent earlier this month. This is David Harper with the latest world news from the BBC. The Interior Minister of Guatemala has said criminal gangs were responsible for the killing of eight police officers in apparently coordinated attacks. Marco Antonio Vieira said he believed the murders were in retaliation for the government's refusal to transfer gang leaders to a lower security prison. President Bernardo Arevalo has convened a special cabinet meeting to discuss extra security measures. Reports from Colombia say fighting between rival left-wing rebel factions in the Amazon lowlands has left at least 27 people dead. The army has sent troops to the area to regain control. Two splinter groups of the former FARC rebel movement are fighting to take over drugs production and trafficking routes in the Guaviare region. With almost all votes counted in the first round of the presidential election in Portugal, the socialist candidate António José Seguro has come out on top. He's got about 30% of the ballots, comfortably more than André Ventura, leader of the far-right Chega party. The pair will contest a second round of voting in 3 weeks' time. Senegal have won the Men's Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, beating the hosts Morocco 1-0 in a match marked by an astonishing walkout by the West African nation. Minutes after having a goal disallowed, the Senegalese players were incensed when a penalty was awarded to Morocco at the end of normal time. Most of the side marched back to the changing rooms. They were persuaded to return and their goalkeeper saved the weak spot kick. Soon after the match restarted, they were ahead. Here's Tulsin Tollett.
Massive controversy. It's going to continue on and rumble on for days on end. I've got absolutely no doubt whatsoever when it comes to that. But at the end of it, you have to feel for the Morocco players, especially Brahim Diaz. He was in tears and there were players who were in tears. They put so much into this. Perhaps the referee lost a bit of control of the match when it came to the second half. He maybe should have dished out a few yellow cards earlier than he did. But in the end, it didn't matter. Senegal have won the title and they are the Africa Cup of Nations champions.
Tulsin Tollett reporting. BBC News.